Welcome to Pick LJ Podcast, your official Gilmer Chamber podcast. Join us as we dive into local businesses and events that make Gilmer County special. Now let's find out what's happening in LJ today.
Everyone, welcome into the Pick LJ Podcast. I'm joined today by Downtown Welcome Center Manager Catherine Weiss and our friend Robert Ferguson, the President and CEO of the Georgia Mountain Trails Partnership.
Thanks, Asa.
It's good to see you. So we are talking about the Georgia Mountain Trail Fest, which is coming up on April 20th. It's going to be from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Well, let's start at the top and go down the list of details of what this year's Georgia Mountain Trail Fest is going to include and what people can expect all around.
I'm the CEO and president of Georgia Mountain Trails Partnership, which was a nonprofit we started several years ago to raise money for different trail things around town, around Gilmer County and North Georgia. The reason we're having a trail fest is that Gilmer County was designated an Appalachian Trail community in 2012. And with that designation, because we are the southern terminus of the Appalachian Trail at Springer Mountain, one of the requirements of that or suggestions is that we have a trail fest each year. And we tried 2020 kind of canceled things, as everybody remembers. We won't talk about that much, but we have done a trail fest the last 3 years. So this is actually our third year doing the Georgia Mountain Trail Fest. It's going to take place at Reese's Cider Company on 52. And it's from 9 to 4 on the 20th. And really, it's all about trails. The Georgia Mountain Trails Partnership isn't just about hiking or mountain biking. It's about all trails, and that is hiking, biking, river trails. Some people call camping now camping trails. We're all about helping and promoting all of the trails in North Georgia, and especially Gilmer County and LJ. So it's really a celebration of that right there.
And is this for all ages?
Yeah, all ages are welcome to come. We are at the Cider Company, so there will be alcohol served throughout the day. But we have lots of trail-focused vendors, nonprofits, as well as other companies who make a profit, sort of like people who make things that you could take along the trail and put in your backpack. And then we have trail-focused speakers, presenters throughout the day, including Gilmer County's Public Safety does a really cool thing. At 10 o'clock on the 20th, they bring all the stuff that they take out on a trail in case somebody needs to be rescued, which happens a lot more often than we would like. And that is not just hiking, but also mountain biking. So they also have thermal drone technology that they use. So they'll set up and they'll show people how that all works. And it's really fascinating. And then we have the Georgia Appalachian Trail community going to do a presentation. And this year, we're really excited because Brent Binion with the Georgia Appalachian Trail community is also an expert nationally with Leave No Trace. So he's going to talk about the seven principles with Leave No Trace, which is really important for people to take it in and bring it out when they go and hit the trail. And then we'll have the Benton McKay Trail Association. They're going to be doing their cross cutting demonstration. And I hear there's going to be a little competition between some of the
that might be fun.
Some of the
competition.
Some of the people there, which will be fun. Last year, the Benton McKay was actually designated as Gilmer County was designated as a Benton McKay Trail Town. That was last year. So Benton McKay being the originator of the idea of the Appalachian Trail. Of course, we have the southern terminus of the Benton McKay Trail, as well as the Appalachian Trail here in Gilmer County. And we're the mountain biking capital of Georgia. See, we have so much going on.
So much. I love
with trails, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. We got hiking. We got mountain biking. We've got three rivers, which is very unique for communities in Georgia. And so we celebrate all of that, even catering to people who love to RV.
Yeah.
We got a guy coming with his little portable grills, and he's going to be doing a little grilling and sampling. So it's going to be a great day. We also have, again, this year, a lady. Her name is Anne Van Curen, and she does a one-act play about Grandma Gatewood, who was the first woman to hike the AT at 70-something years old. I don't want to get that wrong. But anyway, it's a fascinating thing. We love her. We've had her there every year, and people just love it when she does that play. And she's so charming, and she literally takes on the persona of Grandma Gatewood, which is a very famous a name in the Appalachian Trail community. So, yeah, and I want to thank our sponsors because it takes a village to put something like this on, especially for multiple years. Of course, PICLJ is our major sponsor, and we thank PICLJ for what they do to help us put on this Trail Fest. We actually have little coasters all around town that have PICLJ on one side, Georgia Mountain Trail Fest on the other. So if you're frequenting one of the vineyards or one of the restaurants downtown or Cartier River Brewing, you're likely to see a PICLJ coaster, which is free to you to take. We have ETC, want to thank them. Also, Amicalola EMC is a sponsor. And of course, Reese's Cider Company, where we're having the event. And then my company, we do a radio ad, and we also do a TV ad and a ad that plays on Facebook, and we'll be sponsored around the community all around North Georgia. And my company is Take One Studio Productions. And then Mosquito Authority and a company called Rewired that literally rewired our website several years ago and took it up a whole bunch of notches to be more professional, because I'm just not a website builder guy, and they're professionals and they're partners with us on the Trail Fest and also with Georgia Mountain Trails partnership, the nonprofit. It's always a fun time, and we'd love for people to come out, hang out for as long as they want to. We'll have a couple of food trucks, off-road grill will be there, as well as the shack. Live music inside Reese's Cider Company will start at 1:30. If people, they can go to either Georgia Mountain Trail Fest on Facebook or Georgia Mountain Trails Partnership. And then our website is Georgia Mountain Trails Partnership. Trails is plural. GeorgiaMountainTrailsPartnership.org. That's our nonprofit, and you can see some of the things we're doing. And then there's a link for the Trail Fest there. And when you click on that link, it will open up all of our vendors. It'll have the schedule of presenters throughout the day, and then our sponsors.
Let's go ahead and actually add to that, because also in April next weekend, you have the Wolfstock coming up. So what's yeah. going on with Wolfstock this year? It's not the first year we've done this either.
And that is an incredible event. I get to do that ad as well, and that played on TV and Facebook and the radio. And it's such a great event that they do. With the parade and the whole theme and the diving competition for the dogs. And I think they have more vendors this year than ever. We've really ordered beautiful weather for every event this month, haven't we?
Yes.
So Wolfstock is going to be fun, and I'll be out there with my camera and drone and getting footage for next year. But they do a great, great job. Friends of Gilmer Animal Shelter, and Wolfstock is a fun event.
We've already seen them start decorating downtown and everything. Mm-hmm. It's super cool. I love it. What a fun weekend.
Exactly.
Yep. We got lots of stuff going on in April. Yep.
Exactly. And we're going to talk more about some stuff that we have coming up on the next episode with Catherine and Caitlin Neal. So everybody stay tuned for that. All right, guys. Well, thank you very much, Robert, for being on. Good seeing you again. Everybody get out and check out Wolfstock on April 13th and the Georgia Mountain Trails Fest on April 20th. And that's going to do it for this episode of the PICLJ podcast. Remember to go to our website, wljaradio.com, find the podcast tab, and click the PICLJ podcast. You can hear this episode and any episode previously that you might have missed. Also, find us on your streaming services like Apple Music, Spotify, Google Podcast, and Podbean. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll be back again next week.
This has been PICLJ Podcast. To find out more about everything Gilmer County, visit GilmerChamber.com or visit the Gilmer Chamber Welcome Centers at 696 First Avenue, East Ellijay, or 10 Broad Street in Ellijay.